Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Listen, I don't know. I don't like this matchup as much as I would have wanted. I know everybody was thrilled that the Yankees weren't there. I know everybody was thrilled that Aroldis Chapman gave up another series-winning home run.
That was pretty sweet.
That was totally sweet.
But at this point, part of me is just like, haha, Yankees, that's all. And now I want the Dodgers to get beat by the Braves.
Yeah, but right now, I'd much rather be playing the Yankees. You want to know
why do you say that? I'd rather be playing the Rays, and yesterday's the reason why. I know they got pitching, but if your hitting can hit, and they did, I just don't think they can hit you like the Yankees can.
No, they can't hit you like the Yankees can, but they can hit you enough. They were. I mean, you had Fromber on the mound. Man, you got McCullers today. It ain't the same.
No, but you should have won yesterday's game. You should have won yesterday's. You could lose today.
No, I mean,
then you're back out with Urquidy with a fighting chance. Then you got Zach Greinke. Then you got Fromber again. I mean, that's honestly, I don't think their offense is going to ruin you. I think the Yankees can. The Yankees, once they get to your bullpen, they're just going to murder you. Your bullpen's not good. I'm talking about real bullpen, not starters who get a weasel in there for you.
Man, did you see Thompson yesterday, though?
Yeah.
That dude is filthy. I mean, he comes from here.
Way Laredo.
And it comes either 98 on your hands or it goes a slider that's 86 and just can't hit it. You can't tell which one's coming.
So, we used to have Will Harris when Will was good. Will's really tough to hit, too. He had a big, big hook. There were times Neshek was tough to hit way back in the day and then he became hittable. But the Astros have had bullpen pitchers that, Tony Sipp did a nice job against lefties. They've had bullpen pitchers in the past who were okay and then just kind of gagged in the playoffs. The Astros have been good at ruining good bullpens. That's what they've been good at since 2017.
Yeah.
Throw a good bullpen at them, and they'll hurt them. And, the Twins are supposed to have a good bullpen, and the Astros got to the Twins. And I think that they can do the same thing against the Rays. You just have to bring – you had two bases loaded opportunities. You hit the ball hard both times. They just turn into double plays twice. What are you going to do? Maybe take a pitch. Maybe Yuli wants to take a pitch other than swinging at the first ball and hitting into a double play. Take a pitch. Create some tension for Castillo. Don't just give him an easy one pitch inning or one pitch and he's out of, with the double play. So I don't know, man. The whole game turned on if Preston Tucker's hit was maybe 2 feet higher. I mean, Kyle Tucker's was 2 feet higher.
Preston Tucker.
I don't know. I don't want to even think about it. He's playing Korean baseball. Yeah. But if it was 2 feet higher, then that game's over.
Yep.
To me. You wouldn't have sent Brantley, would you, on the base? I would not.
No, you couldn't.
Brantley was dead.
He was dead.
He didn't.
He hit that ball too. I'm telling you, Tucker's smoking it right now.
Tucker slapped it to the opposite field, but it was hit so hard, and Brantley made his initial step was back toward the base before he went. He would have been dead to rights.
No, you couldn't send him. No way. No chance. No chance. I'm surprised I didn't get any of the, send the runner! Send the runner! I didn't get not one, but I think everybody in the world realized, no, you can't. You can't send a runner.
You couldn't.
No, no way. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Did you see they left Quinn Cook at the arena last night?
Well, yeah, he had to go on IG Live, or I think he had to hop on J.R. Smith's IG Live and tell, hey, guys, look at me. I'm still here.
I'm still, hey, guys, y'all forgot me. We won a ring.
Go outside and celebrate with the fans.
Go walk to the hotel. It's not that far or whatever. They had some, I think they had like some celebration at a party. They showed a clip of Rachel Nichols for whatever reason. She's there, and Bam Adebayo takes a walk every night at the bubble. And she has a video of him walking, and he can look to his left and he could see the Lakers partying. That's the bubble. You're going to see stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't sad. It's just.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I don't know. She said it.
Seems like he was sad.
Well, I didn't see his face.
Did you see Spoelstra crying?
He loves that team. It's one of his favorite teams because they fit what he likes, because he didn't have to deal with Deion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside anymore. I feel pretty good too, although Deion just won a title.
Was Dwayne at all tough to deal with or no?
Not from what I can tell. I think he was a normal superstar, so I'm sure they had things, but he wasn't LeBron level diva.
Did he get ruined because of Gabrielle Union?
No, she came into his life when he was past his prime.
That's what they think. Or did she push him past his prime?
Well, when he's still averaging 20-plus in the finals, I'd say she didn't really have much to do with anything.
Well, when she's beating him on the treadmill and every other workout.
He was done.
That was all.
Like, she was outwork. Her workouts were way past his. I knew he was done.
The secret no one wants to talk about, and LeBron's talking about, I want my respect. Well, if you had played better in the 2011 finals, your teammate would have had another finals MVP. So, Heat fans respect them, but they're like, all right, enough. Enough of you. Stop it. Aren't we all at the point where we're like, okay, LeBron, knock it off. Enough.
Yeah, he's considered an all-time great. I don't know why. Like, he always thinks everything is against him all the time. I think it's because he pays attention to the
everything.
Shows and all that stuff. I mean,
he pays attention to everything.
Yeah, he does. It's over. You know he's going to buy an NFL team, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the plans that they're working on right now, is buying an NFL team. Does he have stock? He has some stock in Liverpool, doesn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. LeBron's got part ownership of Liverpool. And I think he's going to buy an NFL team at some point. That's a ton of money, but I think he'll be majority owner at some point. I don't know who's selling. Maybe he buys the Jets. Maybe the Jets won out. I mean, Woody
Johnson
is overseas. He's been doing
his
kid now. His kid does it now because Woody is overseas as an ambassador or whatever. And that's just such a mess. If there's one group that maybe wants to, what if Cal McNair sold to LeBron?
What?
Knowledge is power.
Oh, don't say that.
You want Maverick Carter as a GM?
Well, I would 100% rather have LeBron over Cal McNair.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
No, because no.
Because what? Because what? Because you'd miss out on some of the Cal stuff?
Because I don't like LeBron. That's why.
You don't have to like him. Would you like the team to be better?
Yeah.
It's no guarantee the team would be better, but the guy has
almost
been in winning organizations.
I almost take Cal over LeBron.
That's
why?
Because I dislike LeBron.
So what? He won't play. He won't play in the games.
No, I know, but...
You don't think the Texans would be a more attractive destination?
Oh, then it's all about LeBron. It'd be all about LeBron.
I mean,
then.
That is true, but still.
I mean, goodness gracious. I kind of like that we don't see Cal except when he has a hostage video.
He was on yesterday with
He was standing there. He was sitting there with his wife in the box.
All
that's
right.
Fine.
Keep.
He was, you know what? And it was good because, you know what? I'm not going to hide. Here I am. I'm in the owner's box. I'm not
going to hide. He just made one of the most popular moves in city history.
Right. He was hiding before, but he doesn't have to hide now.
Now
everyone
he's
loves
like
him.
Peacocking around.
Look at me.
The guy told you there's a new sheriff in town.
Cal never said that.
People try to tell you there's a new sheriff in town. First, he got Brian Gain because he wasn't doing the job. Then he got rid of Bill O'Brien. Like, Cal is not messing around.
Is
the sheriff
is. Is he going to get rid of Jack Easterby?
Jack could go next. if the players go chase Jack out, Jack better be careful.
If Corn Ferry says, hey, sorry, Jack, beat it, then guess what? Corn Ferry hires are kind of questionable.
Not good.
That sounds, in case you missed it, Corn Ferry is going to be, Jed Hughes from Corn Ferry is going to be heading up the search for a new GM. And I was told that they were the ones who hired Bill O'Brien, also Charlie Strong at Texas, and Steve Patterson at Texas, Steve Sarkisian at USC, gulp, gulp, Brady Hoke at Michigan.
Do they have a list?
Yikes.
Do they have they are literally batting zero.
Do they have a list of their good hires anywhere? I know.
No, I'm sure they've got some good hires, too.
Where? Where are they? I'd like to see those, too.
Let me check.
Let's see those, too. Okay, not just those hires.
I'm sure they would put them on their site if they. Cause
let's
they would,
see all the hires.
They would let you know what they're in for, and I don't think they have a positive one because that list stinks.
Ooh, 2014, Michigan hires Corn Ferry as coaching search firm. That was Brady Hoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't want LeBron as the owner.
Well, I'm thinking about it now. I'm rethinking this whole thing. Okay, I'm rethinking everything now.
Yeah, Corn Ferry, here it is, 2015. Texas paid Corn Ferry $267,000 during the hiring process of Charlie Strong. Michigan used Corn Ferry when it hired Brady Hoke. Illinois used Corn Ferry for Lovey Smith.
That one's not terrible yet.
Hmm.
Well, they're okay last year. I think they made a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
USC athletic director Pat Hayden appeared critical of Corn Ferry when he hired football coach Steve Sarkisian, who was vetted by the firm but left in an unsavory fashion after reports of inappropriate behavior and excessive drinking. Mm. Texas AD Steve Patterson was fired after less than 2 years on the job. The firm was also involved in Michigan's hiring of Brady Hoke, who was fired.
Is it bad that their most successful hire is 15-34 Lovie Smith at Illinois?
No. Wow.
Wow.
Now, he did go 6-7.
Corn Ferry
year.
Consultant Jed Hughes was with the search firm Spencer Stuart and assisted Michigan in 2009 hiring of AD Dave Brandon, who resigned after an unsuccessful tenure. Mm. Oh, man.
Maybe Jed Hughes is a problem. Maybe keep Jed Hughes away.
Corn Ferry also assisted this year with Missouri hiring of Mac Rhodes. And last year with Marquette's hiring and Florida's hiring of football coach Jim McElwain. That went poorly. These are all terrible.
Wow. Just because you've done it doesn't mean you do it well.
How do they convince the
Texans to even terrible.
Hire them?
That's not... That's,
and they get paid like...
That is not encouraging at all.
Oh, well, the Texans...
And this is in 2015. Who knows what they've done lately?
Well, the Texans used them to hire Bill O'Brien, right? Didn't we find that out? Didn't you say that earlier?
No.
So, yeah.
Who's at UVA? Corn Ferry...
Yeah, no, he Corn said Ferry that didn't... earlier. Didn't you just say earlier
Did
that
you say Bill, they got Bill O'Brien, too?
Yeah.
He's on their list, too?
Yes.
Oh, man. Wait.
Bronco Mendenhall's at UVA.
No, who's the AD? They hired the AD.
I don't know who that is.
I think Bronco Mendenhall's a good one.
They didn't do that one, though, it seems like.
Jed Hughes is a former assistant football coach for Michigan, UCLA, Vikings, Steelers, Browns.
Man, this doesn't sound like it's... Wait a minute. I hire every Bill Belichick coach. Look how good I am. What? I mean, that's terrible.
Jed Hughes got one of those giant Joker smiles, too.
This is very disconcerting. They're terrible at what they... Well, but here's the deal is, aren't they bound to get a good one?
Or maybe they just go 0-for. Some people just suck at what they do.
No, you can't go 0-for.
Sure
at
can.
Some point, you throw enough crap against the wall, something's going to stick.
Lovie Smith. That's their one. Made a bowl game.
That's
Shaka Smart.
Oh, at Texas?
They did not hire Shaka Smart.
Shaka Smart left VCU.
There's
got to
be a good one. Come on. There's got to be a good one.
Okay. You tell me if any of these are good.
No.
It's up to you.
One good
Owls,
one.
Rice Owls hired Joe Carlgaard as senior associate AD at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Illinois athletic director Josh Whitman.
And then they hired Lovie
Smith. Jim McElwain. I mean, Southeastern Conference Commissioner, longtime Greg Sankey, was promoted in 2015.
Yeah.
The Wolverines lured alum Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers.
Okay.
All right.
There's one. Although that's kind of a clear one. How hard was that to go hire the guy who made a Super Bowl?
And then I'm trying to see other ones, but those were all the notable ones. Holy crap.
Do you remember Fire Marshal Bill Lance from...
Yeah.
That's who Jed Hughes looks like with his teeth.
Oh, my God.
Look him up.
916 ESPN.
Fire Marshal Bill's not a compliment.
Look at him. Look up Jed Hughes.
916.
You see him, right? You see him.
ESPN 97.5. I got to talk right now about my man Jeff Aaronoff. Forget Fire Marshal. I got Jeff Aaronoff to talk about.
Wow.
And the greatness that he does and the wonderfulness of doing what you have to do to improve your home, to improve your business. Listen, if you don't put money into it, if you don't improve, if you don't make it as great as possible, you're not getting your money back on it, people. I'm just telling you here and now, you are going to lose money on whatever it is. You have to put something into it, and Jeff Aaronoff does that. Now, it's got to be a huge job. It's got to be an entire outdoor patio or kitchen. It's got to be all the countertops or the vanities in your home. Or how about, and I've said this before, if you're building any kind of a business, if you're building any kind of hotel or whatever it is in a business center, whatever the case may be, Jeff Aaronoff can take care of all of that stuff for you. Dude is awesome. What I need you to do is give him a call, start the process, and because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener, you get 20% off. Jeff Aaronoff is here for you. It's 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm just shocked that there's not more. Hey, we got a Texans win. I guess people just like the pitch, that's all. They don't want... Hey, they looked okay yesterday.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien is gone. The Wicked Witch is dead. So...
That euphoria only lasts a couple of days.
Well, but no. Now you got a game, and you saw how they responded. Yeah. Now they probably would have responded the same way
even if Bill O'Brien
was there. Although, I don't know. Did you like what Tim Kelly did? Yeah.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. You still got a quarterback who...
It's all right. I mean, I saw more RPO. I saw some stuff that Deshaun looked a little more comfortable with, I thought, at least. And you're not facing a very good team, but... I thought Deshaun missed some throws, but overall, I think the offense looked okay. It was nothing to get excited about. I didn't feel like they looked very explosive offensively. They had a bust in the secondary. You know, last week they scored touchdowns on bust. George Aloka busted. This week it was either the safety or the linebacker who busted for the long touchdown to Darren Fells. So, but you take it. If they bust, you got to exploit it. That's what Deshaun did. So you move along. It's a win. They're 1-4 now. The Colts lost. They're 3-2. The Titans have to play today, and the Jaguars are, well, they're what you are. You know, this just in, the Texans are not out of this division race. The Colts are 3-2. You're 1-4. you need to beat the Titans. But if you beat the Titans in your next one and you're 2-4, you know, then you kind of, I mean, you've got a couple games against the Colts. You're going to need some help probably, but you still definitely have a shot of making some noise in the division, but you need the Colts to lose a few more. Going on the road against Chicago, they smashed them on the road yesterday. Cleveland, I'm starting to think Cleveland at 3-1. I'm not sure that Cleveland is a good team, but I think Cleveland don't have a ton of great wins, but they're not bad. And Baker Mayfield is starting to look pretty confident.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Nick Chubb and they won. They made Phillip Rivers, as long as Indianapolis relies heavily on Phillip Rivers, they're dead. I mean, he threw a pass that was so soft outside the numbers to the sideline that Cleveland could have fair caught the interception. Instead, they just snatched it, ran in for a pick six.
Well, that was my issue with Phillip Rivers being their quarterback. That's it, exactly.
You know you're going to get interception because he doesn't have an arm.
He doesn't have the arm anymore. He doesn't have the arm anymore.
And so. Jonathan Taylor's just running just like a grinder.
Look at that division in the AFC North. Steelers 4-0, Ravens 4-1, Browns 4-1.
I had all three of those teams in my NFL predictions. I had all three of those teams making the playoffs, and I had Colts winning the division. What I didn't expect was the Raiders, although I thought the Raiders – no, I didn't have the Raiders as a playoff team. What the Raiders did to the Chiefs yesterday was very impressive. You know, there was some talk on the broadcast about two quarterbacks who are not really playing the same this year, are Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And I think Lamar – is seeing teams who now have a better game plan against them. Because yesterday, you know, against the Chiefs, he had issues against zero blitz, which are you send everybody and it's just man-to-man. He did a better job of getting rid of the ball this time around and not taking sacks, but he just wasn't real sharp yesterday. And right now, Patrick Mahomes is not playing. Now, he'll make some outstanding plays, but he's not playing his best brand of football right now either. The guy who is clearly the MVP is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, there's no question. Russell Wilson is playing above head and shoulders above everybody else. The NFC West ain't so bad either. The Seahawks are 5-0, the Rams are 4-1, and the Cardinals are 3-2. And the 49ers, what the hell? Jimmy Garoppolo had to get pulled.
Yeah, and instead of Nick Mullins, he wasn't even active this week. They went to C.J. Beathard because I guess Nick Mullins had a bad week of practice after not a great game last Sunday. Yeah, they're beat up. They got a couple guys back on offense like Garoppolo, and then I think they got Deebo Samuels back on offense. But their DBs secondary is just beat up. I think four of their top four DBs.
Preston Williams had a good game.
Yeah, top DBs for them are out. So Preston Williams ate them up. Devontae Parker had a touchdown. Ryan Fitzpatrick was ridiculous. Had a perfect passer rating through the first half, I think. And, it, you know, he slowed down a bit. Got to 154. So he sucks, clearly, in the second half. But that 49ers team can't play the pass. And Garoppolo, I was watching the game clearly as a fan. Not of him, but of the Dolphins. Ooh, he was bad.
He was bad.
Just throwing a ball to.
I think they took him out because they just don't think he's ready yet.
He probably just wasn't. Yeah, he didn't look ready. There was no zip on the ball. Just a lot of floaters that were picked off. The game looked too fast for him. And the Dolphins, because they got Byron Jones back, were playing a lot of man coverage, testing them with Xavier Howard on the other side. 49 receivers weren't getting open. Yeah, it was a bad one for them. Then all of a sudden they're in last place, coming off a Super Bowl appearance.
So, the AFC North is the best division or the NFC West?
I think the NFC West has better teams. I'm not sure about the Browns. That's the one I'm not sure about. They can score.
And you know what? Like you say, Lamar's not great this year.
No.
Lamar is just not great this year. And the Steelers are 4-0, but I don't know that are they a top five team?
I don't think the Steelers are. I think they're just outside of it probably.
So Seattle's the best team in the league?
It's so many injuries. I don't think they're the best team in the league. I still think it's probably the Chiefs. I know they got beat, but my guess is the Chiefs are still probably the best team. Seattle has a lot of injuries. I think if they have to win a tournament, they'll really struggle, but Russell Wilson keeps him alive.
Just if you talk about the Steelers, you look at their combined record of their opponents. The Giants 0-5. Have the Broncos won a game?
I don't know that the Broncos have won a game.
The Texans are 1-4. The Eagles have, what, a win on their resume?
Yeah, one.
That schedule is boo-boo juice.
Ooh-wee.
Now they have the Browns coming up at home. So we'll see about who's good and who's not. But that schedule is terrible.
Patrick Mahomes is not having a great year.
Yeah, Broncos 1-1.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes, he was pretty good against the Texans. He was not good against the Chargers. He was real good against Baltimore, real good. He was okay against New England, and he was not good yesterday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is what happens is, I don't care how good you are, defense coordinators start to find your tells. They start to find your weaknesses. He's got everybody. He's got Edwards-Helaire, who got off to a hot start and not making as much noise. He's got Kelce. He's got Tyreek. All the guys are there. I mean, he's got 13 touchdowns and one interception. That's pretty good.
No, but yesterday he wasn't good, and he wasn't good against New England.
No.
And he completed
51% of his passes yesterday.
Honestly, he was great against Baltimore. Great against Baltimore, but he was real good. He was good against the Texans, but the other three games he has not been. It's not like he's MVP. It's not even close. Russell Wilson is the MVP, and and Jared Goff is playing pretty damn well.
Yeah, Jared Goff is. It's amazing. Cooper Kupp comes back, and Jared Goff is. They don't need Todd Gurley. He is playing much much better. Maybe last year was an outlier. Maybe he's going to be a better player. You know, it's interesting because we thought. At least I thought Jared Goff got paid, and then all of a sudden looking at him go down, and I thought, oh, Carson Wentz will be the guy. Carson Wentz is not the guy.
No.
I mean, Carson Wentz, I'm just surprised. He looks like his confidence is shot. He used to be a pretty accurate quarterback. He's just missing a lot of throws. You look at Lamar Jackson this year, and Lamar is, you know, it's not a bad season. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 touchdowns to 2 interceptions, but it's just coming along slower. For the season, his completion percentage is 63.7, but he doesn't. He's just his rushing totals are down. He had 2 carries for 3 yards. Teams are playing him way, way differently. Last year at this time, through 3 games right now, 5, 6, 9, he has 10 total touchdowns. 10 total touchdowns through 5 games. If I looked at it last year.
Oh, he was.
Through 5 games, his total touchdowns were. Well, let's see, 7, 10, 11, only 12.
Yeah. It just seemed like they were so much more explosive last year as a team.
It was the second half of the season where he just absolutely took off.
Boy, and it's not even close that the NFC East is the worst. The Giants are pitiful, winless. Washington sucks.
Pitiful.
Philadelphia sucks. The Cowboys suck.
What's the best record?
2-3.
Cowboys.
It's a pitiful, pitiful division.
Cowboys are 2-3.
Yeah. Now they have Andy Dalton the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Which will still mean they'll win the division probably.
For whatever reason.
Dalton can win that division.
For whatever reason, Tony Dungy last night said it could be a blessing in disguise that Dak got hurt.
For what reason?
I don't know.
He did say that?
Yeah. And then he had to walk it back today.
and Tony Romo, when the injury occurs, like, man, I just hope it's a cramp. Tony, did you see what happened to that dude's ankle? How could you say... You hope it's just a cramp. Wasn't a good day for the Tonys yesterday.
All I saw was ESPN blurring it out. Was his foot sideways?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason...
It was a Robin Ventura deal?
It was bad.
It was the Gordon Hayward deal. But the only difference is, thankfully...
Google it real quick.
No, don't do it.
I don't like the...
Google this up.
Lemon Party. Go. Oh. That's where they put all the gruesome injuries?
That's not what a lemon party is.
Let me go to Lemon Party here.
You
and
should.
See.
Look it up.
Go to 2girls1cup.com.
That's where they put all the bad injuries?
But the injuries are there.
No.
He's looking
at it.
The Dak thing?
Oh, no, Lemon Party.
The only saving grace for all of us was he had the high socks because he's a football player. So we didn't see it, but it was still awful.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Don't even look at that. I thank you, ESPN, for actually blurring that out.
Yeah, they did everyone a favor.
That's the worst. All right, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Come hang with us on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Lance. testosterone.
Let's talk about Men's T Clinic, a chance for you to get back to being the real you. Don't just sit there on the couch. Don't just say, well, this lean muscle mass has disappeared. I've just, for whatever reason, I got to keep, you know, I feel like I'm not doing anything different with what I'm eating. I'm eating the same stuff, but I keep losing those loops in my belt or my shirts don't fit the same. How about, yeah, I mean, diet obviously could play a part, but, you know, your lean muscle mass, your ability to convert the belly flab to lean muscle mass, that's a really big one with testosterone. That's one of the reasons why you can eat a lot of different types of food when you're younger and you don't gain that weight. Testosterone, that's one of the answers. And it also gives you better libido. It gives you better energy. It helps with your mental acuity. It just helps with your overall quality of life. And there's no reason you have to lean into, you know, where you are now from a health standpoint or from just a personal well-being standpoint. You can get better. And one of those areas might be testosterone. Go get tested. It takes just minutes. They get your results for you, and they can get a tailor-made, custom-created setup for you so that you are treated to the best of their ability to get you on top of your game. MensTClinic.com. 5 locations in the Houston area. Go to the website to find one nearest you, MensTClinic.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And yesterday, your Texans picked up their first win of the season. They are 1-4. Your Astros, however, fell to the Rays, left too many men on base, too bases loaded opportunities. They just squandered their opportunity to. They were really making Blake Snell work hard. I think on the bright side, when you look at that game, the Astros are just putting together some really good at bats. And that's what I take away from that. Yeah, I mean, it was a loss, and I feel like you really can't afford to lose that Fromber game, but now you got to pick one up with McCullers today, which is going to be difficult against Charlie Morton, but you really don't have any choice. But the good thing was, you know, you're getting so much better at bats. You had 9 hits, which was good. It was good. You hit the ball hard. You had opportunities. They came up short. But I still think they have a lot of confidence in the batter's box. Jose Altuve going yard in the first inning and then a base hit his second time up, I thought was very, very good. The one issue is Yuli. Yuli just has not been able to shake out of it. And that's a little bit of a concern. But in terms of the pitching itself, you know, I guess they did their job. Fromber gave up 2. The bullpen didn't give up any runs. I did think there'd be a tack-on run in the 8th. I'm not going to lie. I thought, well, here comes 3-1. Here comes 4-1. Right. But they had their chance. They had a man in scoring position, and Tuve just couldn't get it done. He struck out on a low slider, and that was it. Now, today you have Charlie Morton taking on Lance McCullers. What do you think? What do you think the line is on that one, if you had to guess? Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to guess that Charlie Morton is minus 160.
I'm going to say 150, but 160 feels more like what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Whoa.
180?
124.
What? Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So respect for the Astros. They're putting some respect on their name.
They are putting some respect on them. Holy crap. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. That should be more like 160 with Charlie Morton on the
one. Well, it feels like it. To win the series, the Astros are plus 260. That means 100 to win 260. And the Rays are minus 325. The Braves are plus 178.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers are a monster. Let's face it, the Dodgers and Tampa have been the best two teams this year. It's not, I don't even know if it's arguable. That'd be very interesting to see if the Dodgers can hit Tampa pitching and if Tampa can come up with anything against
Dodgers.
Braves
are kind of hot. I don't know.
Yeah, but Tampa won 40 games. Tampa's really good. Really, really good.
No, I'm saying the Braves against the Dodgers. I think the Braves are kind of hot right now. We'll see right now if
the Dodgers find a way to lose every year. So
Dodgers win
at some point. They will.
Dodgers win the series 4-2 is the favorite.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right now for the Astros, it's Rays win the series 4-1 is the favorite.
I'm on the Twitch chat room, and I said, "Hey Twitch," and I've got no response. How come the chat? None of the chat is coming up. Let's see. I don't know why. I don't know why none of the chat is coming up.
Well, by the way, I mentioned a show to y'all. Did either one of you see Soulmates? I put it on. It's got a Black Mirror feel.
Oh yeah.
Shiv, the very first one was Shiv from Succession, and she and her husband were just. I won't tell you, but it's worth. I think it's worth a look. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. I won't call it really sci-fi, but you can tell they're in the future. And you can take this test to see who your soulmate is. Well, she's married, and she goes to take the test. And that's all I'll tell you.
Okay. And
so there's a new story every time. It comes out on Mondays. A brand new one comes out Monday. So they'll have a new one today as well. It's worth checking out. It's on A&E. Ooh, and I got yesterday, I had Fargo. I get to watch also. So we got, Saints are today, and then tomorrow's the Titans.
Saints are today, and tomorrow's the Titans.
Okay.
Correct. Correct. Uh-huh.
You give Herbert any kind of a chance, Chargers with no... I mean, they hadn't had Mike Thomas. They look... Drew got it done. Drew's just basically saying, okay, I'll just throw to Kamara 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Doink, 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 doink. You give the Chargers a chance here?
Yeah, I really do without Michael Thomas. I mean, not being able to throw down the field. But Kamara is so good. They still are a potent offense, even with him dinking and dunking all day. Kamara is so good. God. I give San Diego a chance, but this might be too big a stage for Herbert early on.
I'm on 7.5 points.
Yeah.
Seems I'd rather have it 6.5.
Right.
I don't feel great about laying 7.5.
No, I don't either. Not with the way the Drew Brees is dinking and dunking all the time. No. How does Dak's injury affect his contract negotiations?
Well, I would say none unless Andy Dalton plays really well. If Andy Dalton gets everyone involved, and Andy Dalton's not a total scrub. I mean, Andy Dalton has won games. He's gotten the playoffs. He's won divisions. He's got CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, who had, I think, one catch yesterday. Amari did nothing. He's got CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper. I mean, that's a lot of guys to throw to. If he looks as good as Dak did, if he throws for the same, you know, Dak had a ton of passing yards because they were always behind, playing from behind. But what would you do if Andy Dalton goes out there, leads you to a, well, I don't know how long Dak's going to be out. Will he be back before the season ends?
No.
Is there no chance?
No.
There's no chance, right?
Zero chance. Dude,
what's the time frame on
that? His ankle was turned sideways.
I know. But broken guys come back from broken legs. Ankle's probably longer.
There's zero chance, right? When your foot is turned sideways.
Usually when your foot is turned sideways, you're not going to make it back the next week for sure. I'm guessing the rest of the year.
I'm wondering if the next year he makes it back.
Yeah, compound fracture, dislocation of the right ankle.
Oh, yeah, that's out.
4 to 6 months.
Yeah.
You sure it's not weeks?
No.
Months.
Compound fracture where it breaks through the skin and it was dislocated.
Mm-hmm.
You sure it's not 4 weeks?
4 to 6 months.
So if Andy Dalton wins a division, let's say Andy Dalton wins a division at 9-7, and his passing numbers in terms of touchdown to interceptions looks eerily similar to Dak's, here's the problem you have. It doesn't mean that you're buying all in on Andy Dalton. That's not what I'm saying. What the Cowboys are going to have to say is,
we can win.
So you can plug a variety of different quarterbacks in with these wide receivers. That's interesting. Do we really want to pay Dak that much and start to lock up our... Because I'm telling you who looks like a waste of money now, Amari Cooper. He is slow. CeeDee Lamb looks more dangerous than him. Michael Gallup looks more dangerous. Amari Cooper is turning into a pedestrian wide receiver. He looks like he's running about a 4.65 now. Looks slow.
Boy, they did a reverse with him yesterday. They did, for whatever reason,
Kellen Moore thought, we got to go misdirection on these guys. Two straight plays that lost yardage late in the game. And it was like, dude, what are you doing? Try to throw the ball down the field. Just try to do and running a reverse with Amari Cooper, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
No, do it with CD. Do it with CD.
Who's a guy who's been at least proven in college to be great with the ball in his hands. Yesterday, not a good day for Amari Cooper. He's become more of a possession guy for them. I mean, he's
12,
that's all he does, underneath stuff.
12, 9, 6, 10. So he's getting a lot of targets and catches. It's just no big plays. That's a CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. And who's the other guy now? The one who threw the TD pass to Dak?
Gallup?
No, the one who threw the TD pass to Dak. He's like number 11. They have another receiver who's made some plays. He played pretty well against Seattle, but he's made more big plays than Amari Cooper has. I just don't remember his name.
Who did?
But Dak caught a touchdown pass yesterday, and I can't remember.
Oh, I missed that.
It was on a kind of a Philly special type play. He's a guy who's came out of nowhere, had a big game, like I said, against Seattle. They're finding their big plays in other places than Amari Cooper.
Huh. Let me pull it up because I don't know who that is. Where's the player stats? That's interesting. I think one of the things that's missing right now for the Texans, they did hit – Deshaun made a perfect throw to Cooks down the sideline. That's one of the things the Texans really need to start. I think Deshaun clearly teams are taking Fuller away, but I'd like to see more vertical stuff with Brandon Cooks. I'd like to see Deshaun try to attack down the field. They really do need more explosive plays. This is not a dink and dunk down the field type offense. They're not going to score a lot of points like that. They really have to go out there and get some explosive plays.
Cedric Wilson out of Boise State.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's
been with the Cowboys forever, hasn't he?
He was drafted in 18, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. I want to ask a question. Somebody asked a pretty good question about Dak and Deshaun, now that you saw what happened to Dak. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I got to talk right now about MyBookie.ag. You've been talking about, look at this line, look at this over here. And that's all because of MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You want the best? This is the best way to play. Because your initial deposit, they will double that. They're going to double your initial deposit. And my friends, when they do that, no other bookie is going to do that. And when they do that, you got double to play with that you wouldn't have anywhere else. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, make that initial deposit, and you are going to love playing. So easy to play, so easy to navigate. It's a great website. You can put in-game betting, all the stuff that you want to do, but you got to start to play. Go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
John, I want to say it now because he's not here.
Pardon me?
I want to say it now. Because he's not here right now, and so he can't do the impression. My day, had to pick up my dad from the airport. And you know what precedes always picking up my dad from the airport? Making those appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so my dad was in Nigeria because they shut down airports in Nigeria for an extended amount of time. And also, you know, no one could travel here, or no people could travel from the U.S. to really any country in the world. So he couldn't. He was supposed to be here in April, so it got delayed till yesterday.
Hmm.
But, you know, so he doesn't really use email very much. He may text me on my birthday saying happy birthday. But you know what I did get? Make those appointments.
Did you make them all?
Yeah.
Did you do them right? How can you make someone else's appointments?
As long as you have their insurance stuff, it's pretty easy. You just need to have their...
No. But I mean, well, what if I didn't want that time? Or well, I want to, you know what? I want to do it. Well, I was planning on doing something
yourself.
Else.
Well, do it yourself then.
That's what I mean.
Well, you know.
How can you make someone else's?
He said, all he told me, he tells me, make it for the week of. And then I told him yesterday after picking him up that they're going to be both on the same day. There's only a couple. They're both on the same day. And he was like, you made them for the same day? I was like, yeah, I thought you would want to get him out of the way on the same day. So there was a little pushback. I was like, in my head, I'm like, you know you could do this online yourself.
You know you can do this,
yourself.
Right?
Don't give me any pushback if I'm the one making them. And you don't give me any instructions, but make them for the week of. So we're back in that mode.
So that's all it was you made them for the same day?
Yeah, he said, oh, you made it for the same day? I was like, yeah. Because they're hours apart.
Did you pick up your hand like you're ready, but give him a backhand, a fresh one?
No, I'm not one of those people who beats up their own dad when they're like 70 years old.
You know, I like this intern as I'm coming back from the bathroom.
You think you could take your dad now?
Yeah, he's like 72.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could take
the intern as I walk back in, he goes, hey, Dell's talking about his dad. You might want to get in there. So you must listen to the show.
I said it up by let's talk about it now when Lance isn't here.
I know. He told me to get in there. He said Dell's talking about his dad.
What would his dad say about making an appointment on the same day?
I don't know, Dell. This seems like there's a lot of work I have to do.
Yeah, that's NFL.com, Lance Erline. Oh. He knows better. He knows what he can and can't do.
Not that time to do all of this, Dell.
He doesn't have anything to do.
This is too much work.
He's not doing any work. He's just going to a doctor's appointment. I set it up.
Who gets the best? Do you have to get out of the good bedroom when your dad's here?
I don't know. That's the weird thing. I never moved into that room because every 6 months when he visits, like he left years ago. So left the house to me and stuff. Was very lucky about that. But
you have to pay home tax or whatever. You have to pay property tax.
So now you got to buy dinner for two?
No. What happened was because I don't really keep stuff. Like I may keep stuff for the week, so I'm not stacked with groceries. And it's a Sunday, so I'd have had to go anyway. So we just stopped at the grocery store so he can get what he likes. Because usually Sunday's my shopping day anyway. So thankfully we don't eat the same things, so I don't have to worry about coming home and like you ate all the chicken.
No, well
that's out the window.
Oh, wait, you don't cook together and eat together?
You know, because he is not home when I get home. He's out and about usually. And then
What's he doing all day?
Well, he just visits friends.
Mail order brides?
No, I think that's out of his system now.
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
At 72?
Yeah, I would imagine it's out of his system now. I don't know if some Russian woman named Svetlana is the thing he's looking for right now.
Yeah, not at 72.
No, not at 72. So, yeah, he's not home when I get home.
I don't know.
Maybe. Some guys still get stuff done. But I'm not sure that's what he's into. Actually, he has I've seen pictures of his girl. She's not from the Ukraine or anything. She's from Nigeria. I've seen pictures.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I will credit him for going younger.
He did?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'm not saying he went 30, but I think she's like maybe in her 40s, 45,
really?
50, something like that. I think so.
Good for dad.
Yeah, good for him. But but he's never home when I'm home. So I'll get lunch and then he's off and he might not get home till like 7 o'clock.
Does he bother your naps?
No, he's not here. There. He gets home about 7, so my naps aren't ruined.
But then you guys sit down and have a nice dinner together?
I only eat once a day, so no, I don't eat dinner.
You eat once a day?
You eat once a day?
Yeah, between intermittent fasting, between the hours of 11 to 5. That's when I eat.
That's Is this all. Ramadan?
Just once.
I'm not Muslim.
Is this Ramadan?
I'm not Muslim. No, it's not Ramadan.
Huh. Intermittent fasting, you still can eat twice.
Is this Yom Kippur?
I'm not Jewish
not
either.
Yom Kippur.
Are you sure it's not?
It's Indigenous Peoples Day. It's not Yom Kippur today.
Ooh.
It's Columbus Day. It's still Columbus Day for him.
Don't say Maize today?
I try to keep him from saying it.
Maize.
I said, don't say it. No, I'm not eating that today.
Do you remember that commercial?
You should over at Roostar.
Oh, yeah.
You should eat their corn.
They have fat corn that has a fried egg on it. It's delicious.
You got to try that.
Garlic. Oh, my gosh. That is the best. We had that Saturday. Remember that commercial when it used to be? What was it? Maize, which is the Indians' way of saying corn. There was some butter commercial or something like that. I can't remember what it was. We used to see a lot of things when people would throw trash on the ground and they had the Native American guy crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't crying because there's trash on the ground. He's crying because you took all of his land.
And his home.
All his family died.
And made sure he got one plot of land.
The white man just threw trash on the ground out of his car.
No, I think the smallpox you gave his brother might be a problem.
Those blankets.
Yeah. Yes,
the tear out of his eye for trash. No.
No, you killed all his people.
A trail of tears. Do some research, Kimmer. No, he's upset because people are making his land dirty.
Not his land anymore.
His land. He's got a casino now.
We took it all.
Don't throw trash on the casino floor.
It wasn't in the casino. Hey. If they redid it now, it'd be a casino.
We got to sweep it up. Okay.
Art asked a question. Yes, they do have doctors in Nigeria, but I'm sure he goes to doctors there, but he has his yearly things when he's here, so he does that.
Well, our friends from Belize, they've got all their doctor's appointments here in the States. So
how much did Dell's dad pay for his new girlfriend?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say none because she's not blonde and she doesn't speak Russian. But I don't think he paid for this one, quote unquote. I don't think he paid for the last one because she never came over here. It's not like 90-day fiance, where she's not really into him and then he gets her a passport. That never happened. She never made her way to the country. She never came over here. Yeah, I'm sure.
Huh. But you found the book. You found the booklet. Did he have one circled?
No, I didn't see that. Do you understand how much of a shock and a mind-blowing experience that is when you're just going through boxes and you see like four mail-order bride catalogs?
Yeah, that's gotta be.
And a letter he wrote he wrote about how he couldn't go over there.
What do you think he said in the letter?
Wait, let him finish what he's saying for people who don't know what Dell's going
to
say.
If you're new to this, once my dad, I just told everyone my dad moved years ago and left the house with me. I was going through old boxes and I went through a box that had like three or four mail order bride catalogs. And to top it all off, there was like, I guess he printed out a letter he sent where he explained why he couldn't go there for Christmas or something or couldn't finalize their whatever because he had a young son. That young son happened to be me, and he didn't want to do whatever he was planning on doing. So I see that.
You ruined his life.
You got in the way of love.
Yeah. And I think back about that day and even before, because when we were in LA, my dad would all of a sudden my dad was taking trips to Russia. I was like, why is a Nigerian immigrant going to Russia every Christmas? Like, why are you learning Russian?
What do you think he wrote in that
letter? Why are you learning Russian? None of this makes sense.
And it never crossed my mind to ask him.
And you work at NASA. Are you a spy?
It never crossed my mind to go, is there some girl over there you're looking for?
Let him learn Russian today, and he'll be in a lot of trouble.
What did Dell's dad write in the letter?
I already told you what
he wrote. Yovovrishnik. No. Shmitoldish, but listen,
that's what he wrote.
No, he wrote it in English.
He wrote, I would love to have...
Are you going to do the accent too? Is everyone doing it?
Hold on. I think he sounds like Don Juan from Lothario.
He sounds like a Russian Don Juan.
Sounds like he's from Transylvania.
Have your Russian body, but...
Give me your Russian body.
I have a young boy here. But it's my son. But don't I take have a young like boy.
I'm not like that.
Your dad was Russian.
I'm not like that. It's my son, not some random young boy.
I'd love to see you, but the young boy is here. Looking the Avril Lavigne video all day.
That was before the Avril Lavigne. Long before.
He'll look at the Alanis Morissette touch himself in privates.
No. I've never touched myself to Alanis Morissette.
He continues to watch videos of SVU and Mariska Hargitay that make him feel special.
Judging by his internet research, we have the same taste.
He has infatuation with Mia Khalifa.
That apple does not fall that far from the tree.
They like a Russian girl too.
Not Mia Khalifa. No.
Nah.
I'll stop the bit for that. No Mia Khalifa.
No Mia Khalifa.
No Mia Khalifa. Well, that's the only way. I can't think of a Russian porn star.
Who was a tennis player who never won?
Anna Kournikova.
Oh yeah, Anna.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, man,
No.
That was different.
Yes.
That was the first time you looked
Dell
at tennis
and I
players.
Watched
different.
Tennis together.
We never watched tennis together.
They'll watch a lot of tennis on replay.
All of a sudden,
in his bedroom, locked door.
One of your, how do you say, comrades, Anna Kournikova.
You know her?
My son would like to meet
double
her.
Date.
He watch a lot of golf with Natalie Gulbis.
What? No. She's not Russian.
Why wouldn't you?
She's not Russian.
Yeah, she's Natalie Gulbis, though.
You don't know what she is.
If we're sticking with the bit, you got to pick a Russian girl.
Let me go look up. Said Sharapova. No, I meant Kournikova.
Yeah,
Kournikova.
I said Kournikova.
Yeah,
Kournikova was the...
Sharapova wasn't too bad either.
Yeah, but that was...
No, but...
But me and my dad would have been watching. Wouldn't have been watching
whatever
her when
happened
I was 12.
To Anna Kournikova?
She just...
What's the difference? She didn't win a tournament ever.
I don't care. No one ever cared if she won a tournament.
He still wants to see what she's about.
How old do you think she is?
Well, I just looked it up, so...
Okay, how old do you think she is, John?
How old is Anna Kournikova right now? She's probably 42.
39.
39?
She started early on.
She's got a couple.
Oh, wow. She's.
She got a couple. Three kids now.
Wait a minute. Oh, she married Enrique Iglesias. Who did she marry? She's got children. Iglesias. Lucy Iglesias, Nicholas Iglesias,
yeah,
Mary Iglesias.
She married Enrique Iglesias.
She married Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah.
Good for her. She turned that into a lot of money.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I don't think she needed his money. She made more money than the whole tennis thing was bringing her.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias had more money than.
Well, but she doesn't need it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing all right. I'm not worried about Anna. She's doing okay.
When I was in,
she retired at 21. She was done at 21.
It's 9:59. I'll just say, when I was in Key West, we were on this boat with this guy, and he said he was the guy who they call him Captain Jack or whatever. He said he got pulled in by a Russian who they looked to marry you quickly, have a baby, and then boom, they're there. He said the Russians in Key West, all smoke shows, all extraordinarily dangerous because they all want to get their hooks into you. That's what he told us. I don't know that to be true, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Key West, just keep that in mind.
All right. You're done.
Tell me, don't you
beat it. Come on. Beat it, Lance. Right here on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about HRP. HRP.net. Those are my peeps over there at HRP. Look, it's so simple. They've got to help you through this time. And if your payroll company has not helped you through this, well, then you need to go with our payroll company. They are the best. And this is not even arguable. You got to call Laura. If you want a recommendation, our CFO, Laura Beavers, she will tell you exactly what they do, and she will give them a glowing report, I'm telling you. And if you're somebody that had issues with your payroll company's knowledge about the SBA loans or the PPPs or unemployment claims or your taxes, and now with COVID and the taxes and all of the stuff that you need, if they don't help you every single year with your taxes and your Affordable Care Act, then you need to go with ours. And now is the perfect time to do it. You've got a couple of months until the new year. Yeah, Kevin or somebody over there will come over, and they will give you a customized plan just for you, and it'll be a seamless transition into the new year. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.